This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This moment of peril produces perhaps the greatest moment of promise for this country and for everyone inside of it.
That's the latest Democrat to enter the busy field of candidates for the White House next year. Beto O'Rourke, the former Texas congressman, saying this is a critical moment.
We are truly now, more than ever, the last great hope of Earth. At this moment of maximum peril and maximum potential, let's show ourselves and those who will succeed us in this great country just who we are and what we can do.
That from a video the O'Rourke campaign posted this morning. Actress Lori Loughlin is out of jail. The Full House star released on $1 million bail in connection with a nationwide college cheating probe. She and her husband accused of paying $500,000 to get their daughters into USC. And this is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
The acting FAA administrator says the FAA is a data-driven agency, and that's why Daniel Elwell says it took some time before they made the decision to ground the Boeing 737 MAX 8 and 9 aircraft. But they say they did get data that determined there's evidence linking the Ethiopian Airlines crash of such a jet on Sunday with a previous crash in Indonesia.
That's why we grounded the airplanes. We got new information yesterday, and we acted on it. And it is in our minds now, a link that is close enough to ground the airplane.
He was speaking to NBC News there. The Rockies digging out from a huge blizzard as major flooding is now impacting the plains. Severe storms packing damaging winds and tornadoes bearing down on the Midwest and South. There's a tornado watch out for Arkansas, northwest Mississippi, western Tennessee, and southeastern Missouri. President Trump hosting the Prime Minister of Ireland today. And this is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The Labor Department reporting 229,000 workers filed initial jobless claims last week, 6,000 more than the week before. Biggest jumps in claims were in New York, California, Pennsylvania, and Oregon. A well-known doctor weighs in on one of the latest diet fads, which he says may not be the best for you overall. Here's more from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
The keto diet was one of the most searched diets in 2018. Now, is the diet safe for you, though? There's been some conflicting reports. Well, Fox News had a chance to catch up with Dr. Oz, and he says the keto diet, it may not be all it's cracked up to be regarding your health.
Keto, paleo, these are the most searched diets on the internet. Yeah. We cover them on the show all the time. But it hasn't been studied well from a general health perspective. We know people lose weight, especially some folks. If your body looks like a square or a brick, then you tend to lose weight on these diets because it changes your internal hormones. But this important study from the American College of Cardiology, one of the first of its kind, looked at 13,000 people who were not in this irregular heartbeat called AFib. And it found that when you had less carbohydrates in your diet, you seemed to have more atrial fibrillation.
And according to Dr. Oz, what that means is you're five times more likely to have a stroke. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And some kids around the world are planning to skip school tomorrow to demand action on climate change. Organizers say it could be one of the largest environmental protests ever held. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
So we've been watching all this news about Paul Manafort. What did you think about this? This whole situation, him caught in the net, and are you feeling like the same thing I am, that we're tangled up with Paul Manafort? I mean, the focus on between Bob Mueller report and bringing down this evil white collar crime individual, and then in order to stop the president from affecting any kind of pardon, then you've got New York jumping in. I mean, they're pigpiling on this guy. This guy's got two sentences. We're looking 7-8 years of time that he'll have to do. Plus, let's not forget the solitary confinement that he's had to endure. I want to bring on John Milkovich right now, an attorney, Democratic state senator in Louisiana, author of the book, Robert Mueller, the errand boy for the New World Order. We're going to talk about Robert Mueller as well. Hey, John, how are you?
Bill, thank you for the great job you're doing for America.
All of us, it's a team effort. I mean, I believe we can make America even greater, John, but it requires all hands on deck. I mean, this is a government up for by we the people. It didn't say up for by Republicans or Democrats or independents. It's we the people, the corporate effort that needs to be engaged here, and we have to be the adults in the room, because there's a lot of bratty kids running around in the body politic right now that are leading us into a ditch.
Yeah, absolutely. And where is Congress? I mean, thank God for Jim Jordan. Thank God for Louie Gohmert from East Texas. Thank you for, a few members of the House and Senate that are hollering at Mueller. He needs to be confronted. We need about 300 members of the collective Congress, senators and congressmen, stand up and holler and say, look, enough is enough. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the Mueller map. By the way, President Bush 41 appointed him over the investigation of BCCI. Some people call that the Bank of Commerce and Credit International. Some call it the Banks of Crooks and Criminals International. And
yeah, that was a very sophisticated ATM scam that they ran on everybody, right? I mean, we laugh, but it cost us money.
Well, they were bankrolling terrorists, drug traffickers, and illegal arms sales. And guess what happened to them? Enter Robert Mueller, stage left. They get out, those billionaire banksters get away with a slap on the wrist or nothing at all. That's billions of dollars, crap. Mm. That's thousands of times more than the millions, several millions that Paul Manafort is accused of mishandling. So why is it, someone needs to explain, this is common core math, and Mueller must be speaking of it, because Manafort's dealing to millions, he gets 7 years in jail, and the billionaires, people that were playing with billions of dollars, committing fraud with billions of dollars, get away with slapping their wrist or just go on to the country club and have your martini shaken, not stirred.
Well, of course, we saw what happened with the banks when we had the major crash in 08. Nobody went to jail. Slap on you know, another story of billions there. That seems to be the order of the day, that you're too big to fail. Hillary Clinton, we know now, even by some of the reports that are coming out from Lisa Page, that it was Obama's DOJ that told the FBI to stand down. So, you know, but for Manafort, here is this guy, they're pigpiling on him. What I'm concerned about, John, I mean, what this man has gone through, I mean, you know as well as I do about when you are put in solitary confinement, the psychological effect it has on it. People who know him really well said the man has aged incredibly just in the 2 years of being put in that kind of situation.
Yeah, and all this phony posturing by these people in the DOJ acting like thugs or bullies. I mean, yeah. Look, guys, if you're big cowboys, cowboy up and take on the Clintons, take on the Obamas, take on the illegal sales of weapons to Mexican drug dealers. And if we're going to do some historical research, what about whatever happened on the Waco massacre? Whatever happened to the CIA drug trafficking? Why haven't we ever got to the truth of the panic? Look, the federal investigative and intelligence agencies, people with thousands of highly honorable, dedicated, committed patriots and Christians, yet we've got these bureaucrats on top running the FBI and the CIA. We can't, to the extent that we can't trust, it's difficult to trust anything except that they're going, as Jesus said, they're going to swallow camels and strain at gnats.
Yep,
so
that's
here we are. Let's destroy Paul Manafort. Where were you all when BCCI? And by the way, the common denominator is Robert Mueller in those two instances.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Right.
M-103, weapons of mass destruction, anthrax, all of those cover-ups. And Whitey Bulger, Mueller has his fingerprints over all of them.
And it's all documented in your book, Robert Mueller, Errand Boy for the New World Order. Ladies and gentlemen, this is why you know, and the way things happened, where John and I came together, it couldn't be at a better time, because I had been scratching my head for a long time over Robert Mueller. It always, to me, it throws up flags when people, you know, keep saying, you know, oh, he's such a Boy Scout. He is this. He's a war hero. He's, you know, they run down his curriculum vitae and why we should believe. And I go, you know, after a while, you know, if you tell me that once, oh, okay, all right, that's okay. But if you keep hammering me with that, then I become suspicious. And then comes your book, Errand Boy for the New World Order, and I go, okay, all right, this is what this is all about, that he's not the clean Boy Scout that we expect and that we've seen, that his hands have been quite dirty over the years with all these, you know, Pan Am 103, what happened there, you know, and people, I got to tell you, John, when I talk to people, you know, and we start talking, you know, real stories about Mueller, they go deer in the headlights. You know, and I said, well, do some studying. You cannot, you know, you cannot rely. You cannot set your life and your worldview based on 8 second sound bites. You do that, you are a danger to yourself, your family, and everybody else around you. And as Billy Madison said in the movie, we're not all the smarter for your perspective. In fact, we're all the dumber for it, right?
Oh, my goodness. Listen, yeah, I think it was meant for us to meet, because I've got a little bit of anger at the federal corruption, and you've got the brain. So, you know, put it together, maybe we can make a difference. But,
well, yep.
Go ahead.
No, I'm with you. I'm just, go ahead and finish your thought
there.
I'm sorry.
You know, and I think we are making a difference, because, you know, we've been able, thanks in large part to Bill Martinez, we've been able to talk about the real Mueller curriculum vitae, his real resume, his real professional biography, to scores of thousands of people, and we have the chance, and it's starting to spread on the internet. People are starting to realize and wake up. Mueller is a crook, and all you have to do is look at his career. So when we were told, when the quote bipartisan politicians and many in the mainstream media, not all, but many said, look, this is straight arrow Eagle Scout Dudley Do-Right, you know, we had a history to look at, and a history to show that, look, this guy has a track record of treachery, Bulger, Pan Am 103, 9/11, master, you know, the surveillance state, weapons of mass destruction, up and down the line. And
well, I want to get more into that. We got to go to break here, John. So stay with us. Just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. Meanwhile, if you get a moment, I would pray for Paul Manafort. The stress that he must be enduring. Sure, you know he committed the crime. But we can have compassion toward a fellow citizen and someone, you know, for what he's having to endure and the pigpiling that's going on. I'm just very concerned about Paul Manafort right now. So we've got more with John. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Biff Martinez.
People hang on his every word, even the prepositions. He could disarm you with his looks or his hands. Either way, he can speak French in Russian. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Biff Martinez live.
I got to tell you, honestly, you know, it's the speaking French and Russian that gets me in trouble all the time, John Milkovich. It is anything today, you know, that smacks of the Kremlin, you know, can get you in trouble. John Milkovich, he's an attorney.
I love the fact that you made a national call for prayer for Paul Manafort.
Yes.
He may have done wrong. I don't know the specifics of his case on this, you know, these totally unrelated to Russian collusion alleged crimes. But even if he did wrong, I mean, it's like they're out to destroy the guy. I mean, put him in solitary. Did I read or hear somewhere that he's in a wheelchair now?
I mean, yeah, he's in a wheelchair. I mean, his health has been failing. He's 70 years old. Again, compassion would be, this would be a time for compassion. And when you compare it with other white-collar crimes, and what seems to occur here is that if you're a Democrat, you get away with murder. But if you're a Republican or a conservative, then all hell comes upon your head. I mean, the main offense, it seems to be, and I don't mean to minimize all the work that the special prosecutors did and, you know, trying to respect the legal profession and the rule of law. Look, if somebody breaks the law, they should do it. But the thing is, what I don't like is the game of chess in the background that's taking place, how they're trying to checkmate any kind of maneuver by Donald Trump to offer any kind of pardon. There have been people worse than Paul Manafort in the history of recent pardons that have gotten pardons, and the media is all over this. They're all like savage wolves with their saliva, you know, dripping right down their $2 ties, just, you know, waiting for President Trump to say anything about a pardon for Paul Manafort. They have absolutely, you know, ravaged this guy. What they've done to Mike Flynn, even Michael Cohen, they've ruined these guys' lives, and their mistake was they happened to be associated with one Donald Trump.
Well, you're exactly right.
You know, it's a bit of a problem for me. I'm sorry. I feel for Paul Manafort. I mean, here is a guy. I mean, what does this say, John, for other people, other everyday citizens, even everyday citizens? We saw it happen with the Tea Party, the warring atmosphere that took place under the Obama administration for anything conservative. I mean, the dog whistle went out, Lois Lerner and the IRS went after conservative groups. And I maintain in my conversation with Jenny Beth Martin, one of the co-founders of the Tea Party Patriots, that what they did, the Obama administration did with Lois Lerner, was probably affect at least 6, if not 8, voting cycles. Think about it. I mean, we talk about voter fraud that takes place, but somehow the government can do what they did with the IRS, even though they paid a big penalty for it. But as I was talking with Mark Meckler, I think that even though it seems sizable on its face, I think they should have been punished even more so for what they did and how they affected the every man and woman of our country who would for a moment say, you know what, I want to be a servant to this government. I want to help out. And if you're helping out the wrong team and if you're wearing the wrong jersey, heaven help you.
Well, yeah, damage to the people, damage to the Constitution. And what about the wide range of massacres that have been swept? I mean, look, the Waco massacre, that was perpetrated by federal forces. And who... A bunch of people dead over what? A couple of weapons that were the wrong size or the wrong length of barrels of, and the local sheriff had investigated a couple of times. Said, look, I've investigated. I don't find anything here. And then they go in, and a bunch of people end up dead. Well, who was held accountable for that? Who was held accountable for selling weapons to Mexican drug dealers? Who was held accountable, like you say, for targeting people that are traditionalists and the IRS going after them? But
they're out there arresting Border Patrol agents who are defending the cause, and they send them to jail. But fast and furious, meanwhile, they let them get away with murder. And I mean, again, this is where the mainstream media is not doing us any favors, and they need to be called out even more so. We need you. We need you in the middle. We need you documenting history and holding authority. That's what the Founding Fathers intended when they called for freedom of the press, not for you to be so free. I mean, because once you've crossed that line, you're no longer free. Freedom of the press doesn't exist in America today because it's become a propaganda machine, and they're doing no service to the every man and woman of this country that deserves better, and they're violating their core principles and reason to exist by turning out the propaganda that they do. Look at, if you buy in and these are really your heartfelt feelings and everything, there's an editorial page, or maybe go start your own blog or go do something like that. But to sell out these institutions for the sake of socialism or the Democratic Party, you know, shame on you for doing that.
You're absolutely right. And actually, if you, as you drill deeper, you find out that a handful of multi-billion dollar corporations control 80 or 90% of the mass media in America.
Right.
So, and actually, some of this blame comes back to Republicans. I know you and I are both getting mad at what some of the Democrats are doing, but the Republicans need to step up to the plate, man up, cowboy right. up, put their cowboy boots on, go to Target, buy a backbone. We need to do some antitrust in media so that you don't have a handful of companies owning every media every media source in America. But anyway, that's
the thing is again, it starts with the people. This is a government of, for, by, we the people. We always want to blame somebody else, John. We need to get on top of our roofs and say, the heck with this stuff. We can't take it anymore. We're done. You know, you have got to get your act together. If not, you're going to be voted out. We're going to do whatever. We're going to have a convention of the states, Article 5 convention of the states. We're going to do whatever it takes and continue to move forward to get this country back on track and truly, truly make it great again. Because you can't do it if you're mired in lies. I mean, you know, I'm watching the last couple of days with this Varsity Blues deal. This is a product, this is fruit from our culture, ladies and gentlemen, that's taken place. And, you know, we may think, okay, there's some celebrities and these rich people that are getting their day and all that. But look at, this is what we've produced. This is our country, and we are yielding this kind of fruit. Bob Mueller, for him to be able to have the place, spend over $30 million on this witch hunt. I mean, he doesn't even have the integrity to say, hey, look, let's consider what happened here in the 2016 election and let's look at it from a holistic standpoint. No, let's reinforce this insurance to invalidate the president of the United States and set some sort of basis. We're going to invest $30+ million of the people's money so that we can get some sort of foundation to impeach the president. Oh, brilliant. Thank you very much. But meanwhile, Hillary Clinton, all the other stuff that she got away with, the DNC emails, the FISA report, on and on, it's all disgusting. And every day it's been a slow drip, just like it was over Hillary's emails. This has been a slow drip, but this is what the Democrats are good at doing. And the establishment in the deep state is that they are going to obstruct and hold back information because they know the people will get weary. And that's what I'm concerned about, John, at the end of the day, is the people are getting too worried about this, that once the Mueller report comes out, they'll go, okay, all right, it's done. Let's move on and let's follow Ocasio-Cortez.
No, and I agree with you. That's not enough of a response. I have, in interviews, have stated that it's time for American people to get on the phone, call their United States congressman, call their United States senator, and start hollering and saying it is time for you all to hold Mueller to accountable and require him to follow the same law which everyone else in America is expecting. We don't have two sets of laws in America, one for Americans and a separate set of rules for the Mueller gang, Team Mueller.
Exactly.
People need to holler. And, of course, I would have been really out of place asking people to do something I was not willing to do. I sent out a open letter to Louisiana's congressional delegation, the people that represent the state of Louisiana and the Washington and the capital of Washington. And I said, look, get off the fence.
Right.
This is a war. Next
right.
to our country getting back to God, next to stopping the genocidal scourge of abortion, there's no bigger issue right now than preserving the Constitution against the deep state attack and standing up and saying, no, Robert Mueller, you cannot have your fun and games in Washington threatening and terrorizing and browbeating and driving people bankrupt, threatening their families, conducting surveillance.
Exactly. Well, John, we got to leave it there. We're out of time. John Milkovich, thank you so much, John. Appreciate it.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This moment of peril produces perhaps the greatest moment of promise for this country and for everyone inside of it.
That's the latest Democrat to enter the busy field of candidates for the White House next year. Beto O'Rourke, the former Texas congressman, saying this is a critical moment.
We are truly now, more than ever, the last great hope of Earth. At this moment of maximum peril and maximum potential, let's show ourselves and those who will succeed us in this great country just who we are and what we can do.
That from a video the O'Rourke campaign posted this morning. Actress Lori Loughlin is out of jail. The Full House star released on $1 million bail in connection with a nationwide college cheating probe. She and her husband accused of paying $500,000 to get their daughters into USC. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, we've got Jody Grant, the Executive Director of After School Alliance, and Barry Ford, the President and CEO of the Council for a Strong America with us. And we're going to be talking about the President's proposed budget for 2020 and how it's going to affect the After School Alliance program. Jody and Barry, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
We're good. How are you?
Hey, we're doing terrific. But of course, we got a little bit of concerning news with the president's proposed budget for 2020 and how it's going to affect possibly the After School Alliance program. Tell us about that, if you would.
Yeah, the president's budget proposal is absolutely devastating for American families. It would eliminate funding for after-school programs, which means that 1.7 million students would suddenly have nowhere to go after school. And the repercussions for that are, of course, on the students who are missing out on great opportunities, but also for their working parents and for their communities. And so, you know, just disastrous nationwide if all these kids suddenly have nowhere to go after school.
Mm-hmm. Barry, explain to our audience how critical this federal funding is for the after-school programs.
Sure. Love to. The Council for Strong America is deeply interested in this program and in these cuts because we're a national nonprofit that recruits and engages law enforcement, military, business, faith, and sports leaders to promote proven solutions for young people to help them succeed. And we work across the age spectrum. And a key program we advocate for is the 21st Century Program at the federal level to support after-school programs across the country. And we do that for two reasons. The first is our police chiefs, sheriffs, and DAs that we work with and organize recognize that the prime time for juvenile crime is between the hours of 3 and 6 during the school day, mm-hmm. and that high-quality after-school programs are critical for keeping kids safe, either keep them from becoming victims of crime or engaging in risky and dangerous behaviors. The second reason is probably less known, is that 71% of young people 17 to 24 are ineligible to be in the military. And this is a motivating statistic for our 750 retired admirals and generals across the country. Mm-hmm. And the reason they can't qualify for the military, there are three reasons for it. Either they have a criminal record or some kind of involvement with law enforcement. They're overweight or obese, so they're not engaged in physical activity and aren't eating healthily. Or they haven't graduated from high school and can't qualify on the entrance exam. Mm-hmm. After-school programs, high-quality, community-based interventions are a proven way of addressing all three of those issues. Mm-hmm. And if a kid can't qualify for the military across all those three spectrums, mm-hmm. what else can't they qualify for? What right. other parts of our society, what parts of their other parts of their future are being foreclosed because they haven't had the opportunities that they can get exactly. in high quality after school?
And so often we think of after school programs, because they keep our kids safe. Mm-hmm. But one of the points that Barry's making when you think about this is staggering 71% of our kids that aren't eligible for the military. Middle-class and upper-class parents, they pay for their kids to do all sorts of enrichment activities. And it's not because they're nice to do. It's because they recognize these activities, whether it's following their passion, learning to build robots, getting homework help, participating on sports teams, that these are the kinds of skills that are going to help their kids succeed in life. And if we really want a strong workforce of the future, it's an equity issue. We want all of our kids to have access to these programs that are going to give them tools and skills, both academic and non-academic, to be successful in our society.
Well, Barry, break it down a little bit more for us. You addressed the problem that we're looking at here, and I think it's one that needs to be kept front and center. I mean, some of these things get lost in translation when you talk about a country as big as we have, and, we want to help a lot of people in so many ways, and I think you did a great job in presenting the case here for after-school program. Explain a little bit more, if you would, what students do each day in the program.
Sure, I'm happy to start, but I'd love for Jody to jump in. Look, after-school programs are multifaceted and varied. So kids are, of course, helped with their homework, but they're introduced to science, technology, and math. They have the opportunity to engage in great physical activities, whether they're organized sports teams or things like yoga and a running club or anything else that dance programs, anything else that gets them physically active. But more importantly, and this is something that is, affluent and upper middle class parents do this on a regular basis, as Jody said, mm-hmm. but it gives them an opportunity to build their social emotional skills, mm-hmm. to build resilience and dealing with failure. I mean, anyone that has participated in an organized team that's sport or has been part of a choir or been involved in a play recognizes the challenges and frustrations of working cooperatively. Mm-hmm. And being able to develop skills to do that effectively is a fundamental key to being successful in our economy in the future.
I think one of the great things about after-school programs, too, is they're really community-driven. So the average federally funded after-school program has 9 partners, and it might be a partner like USTA or Girl Scouts or the YMCA or Boys and Girls Club, all of the above, looking at what are the resources in that community and what do the kids need. And, I can tell you anecdote after anecdote, but one of my favorite stories was a rural program in Alabama where the kids were in what they called the Mr. Fix-It Club. But it was really an engineering club, but you wanted to be fun. Mm-hmm. And the kids were tasked with identifying a problem in the community, and they realized that they had a lot of people living in mobile homes that didn't have access to heat or air conditioning. And these kids literally built solar-powered heaters and air conditioners for their community in their mobile home.
Wow.
And, you know, if you think about everything that that means, like, you know, doing good, mm-hmm. helping others, all of the technological skills those kids are learning in an after-school program. So, you know, the possibilities are endless with what each, you know, we have programs that are teaching kids, you know, in Hawaii, their native language and native culture. We have, you know, programs that are allowing kids that don't have access to foreign languages in their rural community to learn them online and then meet with people in the community and practice speaking the language. So it's really extraordinary what can be done in those after-school hours.
You know, and to that point, what do you think the biggest myth or misunderstanding about the after-school program is?
So I think, you know, I urge everyone, particularly our political leaders, to go visit these programs. I think the mistake is that people think they're nice, but they don't realize that they're necessary, that mm-hmm. kids spend the vast majority of their waking hours outside of school, and that they are absolutely learning during those hours, and we want the learning to be productive. And so after school enrichments, it may be sports, we want kids to be active and engaged, not, mm-hmm. you know, And active engagement in productive things, because
right.
otherwise they're going to be home staring at the computer, or worse, you know, learning things that we don't want them to be learning.
You know, Barry, I can tell you when I was growing up, I mean, I had the Boys Club, and that was very effective in helping us. And I think that sometimes people also misunderstand and think that maybe this is some kind of federally funded babysitting program, but it's far from that, is what you've been laying out here, right?
It really is. I mean, Jody is so right about the wide variety and the quality of the after-school landscape. But what I want to reinforce, though, and this gets to the misunderstanding about how important it is, the reason the Council for Strong America is in this space and active and engaging and mobilizing our members to advocate for this funding is that it's not because it's a good thing to do, right? The police chiefs, the sheriffs, the retired admirals and generals, the business leaders know that it's essential to the future strength and security of the country.
Well, I hope you don't mind. We went a little bit longer with this interview because I thought it was important for you to get your full story out here. So I appreciate the time. I know our listeners care about this, and, you know, we just have to keep them informed. Jody Grant, Executive Director, After School Alliance, and Barry Ford, President and CEO of the Council for Strong America. Thank you both so much. Appreciate it.
Endless scratching. The itch from my eczema is unbearable. Are you struggling to get relief from chronic itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the severe itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824 or 1-844-777-ITCH or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrencies continue to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLive.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
We alarm our houses and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Oh, you know what this means? It is time for the Movie Guy, live from Hollywood, California. Yes, the movie capital of the world, where they're singing Varsity Blues there, too.
To Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, time for Steve Evans, the movie guy. He's here with us at 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I didn't mean to totally blame Hollywood for Varsity Blues. I mean, you know.
No, I don't think we should be responsible for all of that anyway. Yeah.
Well, you know, and there goes the argument. You know, if people have the money, they're going to do what they can. And, of course, you know, we don't like people to cheat. But like I was saying earlier with another guest, this is part and parcel of the fruit of our culture right now. And, you know, what are we going to do about it? You know, we just can't blame just a couple of people, right?
Yeah, well, no. I mean, we're moving through. These are times of change. I think when we look back on this era, it's going to be, you know, one of the more interesting eras in American history without getting too carried away. But, yeah, this is part of it. I just feel sorry for these kids who now have to live with their parents' bad decisions and how they did not set a good example.
Well, this is the problem.
And upward, that's my motto.
Yeah, but this is the problem. See, the learning opportunity here is that, you know, when you when you're fudging and you get caught early, then you can correct your path. But if you, if you don't correct it early, then here you are. You're, 40, 50 something year old and you're going to jail because, things get complicated. They always do down the road. So you want to, you want to stop those things and catch those things as early as possible.
Do the right thing. Honesty is the best policy.
There it is. Hey, by the way, since we're talking about movies, just really quick, I was at a church last night, a Catholic church last night, or my home-based Catholic church in Port St. Lucie, Florida, and did a screening. I got permission from the producers of the movie, the Gosnell movie, which came with a lot of controversy when it was out. A lot of the theaters, Steve, across the country, because of the controversy of the abortion issue, they would tell people, oh, it's not showing, when it was. And so they discouraged a lot of people. And one of the things I was surprised about in my travels across the country and talking with many churches, whether they were Catholic or evangelical, Protestant, whatever, and I would talk to people and say, well, have you seen the movie? Oh, no, I haven't seen the movie. How could you not have seen the movie? I mean, this is, you know, a cultural issue that you need to be sensitive about and certainly be be aware of, and especially in light of the things that are happening political. And I know that you like to stay away from those, so I'm not asking you to come in and jump in the deep waters with me here right now.
I'm not very good at it, for one thing, but go ahead.
It's okay, but anyway, the place was packed last night, and I was really excited that the people, you know, got some understanding, and of course, in a couple of weeks, there's going to be another movie, and this is the Abby Johnson movie. It's called Unplanned. It'll be coming out on the 29th. It's going to be a Fathom event. I think right now they've got 800 theaters that will show. Interestingly enough, the Gosnell movie was rated PG, as you may recall. Abby Johnson's movie, Unplanned, is rated R because of violence. And I thought, okay, you know, maybe people are realizing that abortion is violent and putting that in measure. So that's going to be coming up. But I just got to say, and then, you know, and I've offered other churches across the country. In fact, I'll be in California. I'm also going to do another presentation and probably a couple more in Florida. So look, if you want me, I'll come out there. I'll bring the movie. We'll sit down. We can talk about it, have a Q&A afterwards if you're open to that. And so I'm on the road again, me and Willie, on the road again.
Well, you know, for the most part, the movies are pretty democratic, which is to say that, you know, if people show up and spend the money to buy a ticket, generally, these movies will get out there. And, of course, we have streaming opportunities now, which we didn't have years ago, too.
Isn't that amazing? I love that, how we get the word out. And so, for you know, to me, for the artist, And I respect the artistry of the profession, what they're able to come up with. I mean, with the technology and everything, and, you know, aside from some of the political sticky stuff, you know, because that bothers me at times, because when I go and I pay money and I want to be entertained, I don't want to be preached at, especially from somebody that, you know, bases their viewpoint on 8-second sound bites.
Well, you know, along those lines, and we're going to get Captain Marvel and the Amazing Numbers and everything.
We promise.
Things coming up this week, too, but I had a chance to see Apollo 11 last week.
Oh, okay. Good.
Whatever. And this, you know, to me, I was just amazed. I would highly encourage everybody to see the movie on a big screen because it is enormous. What happened is they found this footage, 70-millimeter footage that NASA had in the vault, and they put together this documentary. Brett Stevens wrote an article in the New York Times this morning talking about the movie, and he's seen it twice. And he is quite impressed. He wasn't around when Apollo 11 landed on the moon. I was. I was about 20, and that was in the radio down in Aberdeen, Washington. But he talks about the movie, and he says there's a short scene at the end of Apollo 11, which is where Neil Armstrong is addressing the country from the spacecraft on TV and talking about this, that, and the other. And then he says, we'd like to give a special thanks to all those Americans who built the spacecraft, who did the construction, the design, the test, put their heart and all their abilities into these spacecrafts. And he said, to those people tonight, we give a special thank you. And he said, the film cuts the shot of thousands of technicians assembled in this immense hangar that are beaming with pride. At the zenith of his fame, the hero proves his worth by honoring those to whom the glory is truly owed.
Right.
He said the first time he saw it, he was just, you know, he was amazed by the enormity of the project. I mean, you have the Saturn V rocket being transported to the launch pad on this huge crawler transporter. It's just, you know, the scale is massive. The second time he was more impressed with the intimacy of the characters involved in this huge project. Mm. And then he talks about how do we reclaim that era? You know, how do we get back there? Because I was amazed at how emotional I was because it was a time when there was a lot of going on in 69, as we both know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Vietnam, race riots, and all kinds of things, assassinations. But this was a shining moment where millions and, you know, billions around the world watched this moment. We all came together, and, you know, it's talking.
Well, I would say, Steve, that in many cases around the country, even today, this exists, but it's getting blurred out by all the political noise.
Well, I tell you, there's a real longing, I think, by people on both sides of the aisle for us to get back to doing big things together. And I hope
And the other thing, too, in response to the people, like you said, it's so enormous to think about the people that were involved in the project. But let's not forget that it started with John Kennedy. You know, casting the dream, you know, saying, hey, it's not because it's easy, but because it's hard.
I love love that line.
I love it. Yeah. And here it is. And then the American people got behind it and caught the vision. So this is, and I guess this is a proud moment for all of America. And we can all share in that, as you say.
Yeah.
That's what comes out in this movie. So I can't wait to see it myself. And
I highly encourage you, if you can see it on a big screen. I know a lot of smaller markets may not have the opportunity, but if you can, you know, it really, it's a big thing to see.
Well, worth it. Well, that's good. Yeah. Well, thanks. Okay, Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel, you were
wrong by about $3 million because you said 150 and it came in at 153.
Brie Larson and the captain, as the captain, didn't disappoint. Third biggest March opening in history, and 84% of the critics are recommending it. Here's the number that's amazing: 153 here in this country, 455 million worldwide. Disney decided to pull the trigger in all these markets, with the exception of Japan. So it was a simultaneous opening across the world, and they were able to generate 455 million the opening weekend. Wow!
What did they need the cash flow or something?
I don't know. You know, it's an amazing story. If you want to look, I've been reading about the entire Marvel situation. 20 films over a 10-day period. It started, or 10-decade, a 10-year period. And it all started back with Iron Man, which wasn't a sure bet back in 2008. They didn't know how it was going to work. And they just did a masterful job of releasing these films, building the characters, building this Marvel cinematic universe. It's almost $7 billion in this country and almost $18 billion worldwide from these movies. So a successful project, to say the least.
Awesome. Okay, and we only got a couple minutes left, so we're going to have to rip through these. So,
we have Wonder Park. This is an animated film which PG looks good. Jennifer Garner and Kenan Thompson voicing in this. That one looks good. Captive State is out there as well. A romantic movie called 5 Feet Apart about a pair of teenagers with life-threatening illness. Cystic fibrosis. They meet in the hospital, fall in love, but they have to stay 5 feet apart. We also have a Robert Redford produced film called The Mustang, which is getting great reviews with Bruce Dern in it. And believe me, he takes Grizzled to a new level. He must be 100 years old by now, and you'll never find another face that looks like that. It's terrific.
He's wired for that, is he not?
He is.
Hey, by the way, real quick side point. I'm sure glad you told me about Wonder Park. Somebody sent me a poster, and my wife goes, "What is this? I had no idea. There was nothing in it. It was just this, theater poster of Wonder Park."
It's about this magnificent amusement park where the imagination of this wildly creative girl named June is able to come alive. They say it's going to be number two, making about $12 million this weekend.
Well, good. I'm glad I saved the poster.
And Nancy Drew is back. 71% recommending this new Nancy Drew movie starring Sophia Lillis in the title role. She's perfect for the part. I've seen the trailer, and she's this young, wholesome, fun kid. A perfect new Nancy Drew, and I hope that that movie has some legs, because I think it could be great for the entire family.
And rated PG, too, right, huh?
You're right.
Right.
Another movie called The Aftermath, which has a great cast. Not getting great reviews, but a great cast. Keira Knightley and Jason Clarke in a post-World War II movie about a British colonel and his wife assigned to Hamburg during the war reconstruction period, and love and romance bloom. So you might want to check that one out as well. And another movie called Iceman from a German director. We should have done a half hour this morning. We had a lot to talk about.
Well, I know, and that's the way it happens with the movie guy. We had to talk about, I wanted to hear about Apollo 11, so that was good too. So I think it was time well invested, and we share it with our audience because we love them so much, and we're givers. That's what it's all about. Hey, the movie guy from Hollywood, California, Steve Evans. I'm Bill Martinez live. Hey, we'll see you at the Cineplex.
Have a great weekend.
You got it, buddy. Take care.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like